It's time for Conversations with the Mayors, brought to you by the Chamber for a Greater Chapel Hill, Carrboro, home to one of the most diverse, collaborative, and fastest-growing communities of business leaders in North Carolina. The Chamber is uniquely qualified to connect you with the people, resources, and opportunities that you need to succeed. Learn more about membership at carolinachamber.org. It's Thursday afternoon, and on Thursdays, we visit with Chapel Hill Mayor Pam Henninger. Pam, how's your Thursday been so far?
Oh, it's been great. It is a lovely, sunny, but a bit cool of a day, but it's all good. We like that sunny weather.
Yeah, it's been pretty pleasant, and it looks like we're going to get a sunny Saturday, which I think is the first one of those we've had in a while, which is good because there's a lot going on in the community, too.
It's rained 16 out of the 18 weekends I was reading since the beginning of the year.
Oh, wow, I hadn't seen that data, but
so
I believe it.
Yeah, we're all like tired of rainy Saturdays, so yay.
Yeah, I'm sitting here doing the weather several times a day, and I'm always like, it's sunny for the next 3 days and then rain on the weekends.
I know.
Well, here we go. We've got a lot of community events this weekend, and it looks like we're going to have a sunny Saturday, so we're going to make the best of it. We'll get to some of those community events in a minute, but I understand that you have some transit stuff that you wanted to talk about after a meeting earlier this week.
So I joined leadership representatives from the Regional Transportation Alliance. We're working on a focused regional transportation. They've been doing this for a while, trying to figure out how we all connect it all together and make it work for folks. A group went up to D.C. to talk about commuter rail and rail projects to find out that the federal government's not as interested in those right now because ridership's been down since COVID. Costs have gone exceedingly high, but bus rapid transit, they're very interested in, and a bigger bang for the buck, which bodes well for our bus rapid transit system. But you also have to have the bus rapid transit to connect into the rail. And in talking about the commuter rail that would go from Garner to RTP, it's still in the works. We need systems to get to and from that rail line. That rail line would go on existing rail corridor, so it's always an option there to do that. And the way this region is growing, we're going to need more options that tie together, like greenways and bus rapid transit and bike paths, things like that. So I just really appreciate RTA looking regionally and helping us with that, because it only works with partnerships, all working together, and they're an alliance of governments and chambers and business and public institutions like UNC Health and UNC and Duke and all the big hitters in the area. So a really good thought. And then we had a presentation from the Airport Authority talking about having to replace big chunks of the runway in order to accommodate these planes from the West Coast and Europe. All those planes are heavier, have to have a longer runway. They're talking about building the new one. But right now, they're replacing 25 by 25 square foot slabs on the runway as these large planes take off. They're curing as those planes are picking up passengers in other countries and coming back. But each slab costs them millions of dollars. They've already spent $30 million just doing this. They're not even through doing it yet. So it's an amazing growth for our region. But you have to think about those infrastructure pieces and getting people moving around, that you need longer and thicker runways for the heavier, bigger planes. So it was a fascinating discussion, and I applaud the work they're doing and that we're all working as a region together.
We're talking with Chapel Hill Mayor Pam Henninger, and we're talking regional transportation right now, specifically from the Regional Transportation Alliance. And I find this interesting that there's more kind of more energy at the federal level around bus rapid transit than light rail. Seems like for decades, the dream was always to have light rail in large municipal areas. What might that shift mean for Chapel Hill and for the Greater Triangle area?
So for us, we are in line for the BRT project. We submit our final application and hopefully get the funding, which we should score well. So for us, that north-south route, but we also want an east-west route. We want to be able to have a BRT since we don't have the light rail project on the books anymore, getting people to and from Chapel Hill to Durham. We're also talking about a triangle greenway, bikeway, that goes from Chapel Hill to Durham all the way to Raleigh. It's about 27 miles long. Wake County is already getting theirs designed on their side, and we're all working towards that too. So I think this regional approach is very important, even if it doesn't involve a rail at this point in time. Doesn't mean it's off the books forever. It just means that we can make use of buses. And there's other things that have been, in, you know, Go Triangle's done a good job, too, of working to ride in the shoulders of the highway when it's, you know, with the buses, so that we can get more people around more effectively out of their cars. And for climate action, it's important to keep moving forward in all kinds of ways. It is interesting. I've been to cities that have a very active BRT, like Cleveland, like Philly, and it's amazing to see it works really, really well with the dedicated bus lanes, with the buses that act like trains. So they were saying that BRT stands for buses resembling trains. So I think there's a great opportunity to take this step. It's a lot more cost effective at this point in time. I don't think it means forever we're not doing light rail, but I think if we can't just hold our breath waiting for that. We need to take this step and move along and get these BRT systems. And then they'll be ready to plug into light rail when light rail or commuter rail comes this way.
Now, the BRT routes that we're talking about for Chapel Hill, are those entirely self-contained in Chapel Hill, or would you be relying on another municipality also to be involved in that?
So we're working with Durham right now to consider an east-west one. So that would go from Chapel Hill all the way into Durham. At some point, we're going to have to look at going south to Chatham Park area, Pittsburgh, that way, because the growth is coming there as well. So we never work in isolation. We're part of the Metropolitan Planning Organization that talks about these things and brings folks together to look at the overall structure. And we met with CAMPO, which is the capital area, MPO, and talking about connectivity and the spine network of where the major routes are going to go and how we all connect in there. And then talking with the state with their plan for expanded rail service, Amtrak, those kinds of things. North Carolina has a lot of opportunities to really capitalize on that and move people, you know, get them from Greensboro all the way here or to Durham or to Raleigh or even up to Richmond, the S line going up to Richmond. See, the Charlotte line's heavily used. It's a lovely experience. So I think you're going to see a lot more positive push towards those kinds of bigger rail projects on the existing corridor and then the BRTs to hook into them. So I think there's a lot of great planning going on, and in order to enact something, you have to have the plan first. So I'm excited about the possibilities.
We're speaking with Chapel Hill Mayor Pam Hemminger, and wanted to shift gears a little bit here as we've had a lot of news coming out of Raleigh and the General Assembly. We expected there to be a lot of movement this week when the General Assembly was back in session, but there have been a lot of big controversial bills that seem to be moving through committees very quickly. Wondered if you wanted to respond to to any of that news out of Raleigh from this week.
It feels like a daily barrage of just horrible news. I mean, this is, you know, a legislature who has complete control. They have the majority enacting things to take us backwards, in my opinion, on several issues and not to protect people's rights, individual personal rights. We are on it daily with trying to find out. We get updates through the league and the Metro mayors. We have lobbyists that work for us to help keep us informed, but help keeping those conversations with those legislators going. Our own group that represents us in this area of Orange County and Chapel Hill area, they're wonderful, but they are in the minority. And so we applaud them for fighting the good fight. So it's important for the lobbying to go on with the ones who are making the decisions or getting control of this. But these kinds of decisions don't really reflect the values we support here and people's right to choose who they are and people's right to have control over their own body. The list goes on. You know, there's just all kinds of things that are popping up. Crossover is today, so we're hopeful this frenzy will slow down just a bit as we work towards important issues. I will say there's one on there that you didn't mention for accessory dwelling units. We already allow those in Chapel Hill, but it's interesting to see that the legislature wants to preempt and make it statewide. A little concerned about some of the parameters on that, but we're working on that as well. A lot more bills were introduced this season than ever before, and we feel like we've done a good job in sort of reducing that list. But the ones they're bringing forward, they're everything from handguns to abortion bans to transgender care. I mean, it's exhausting.
It feels
on a positive note. Yeah.
Go ahead. I want this positive note.
On a positive note, we're concentrating on our own town here right now. We're getting ready for graduation weekend, which is a big event in Chapel Hill. Takes our mind off what's going on in Raleigh for the moment. Our old post office building has been repaired. The cupola has been fixed. The roof has been on. We put new planters in. Our clean and green team. We're getting excited. We're also getting excited about the Wrexham-Chelsea game on July 19th. Going to have a lot of fun activities around that. But just a lot going on to get the town ready, putting the banners out, all those kinds of things for graduation. We expect a lot of people to come in and have a positive experience. We can hope for and hold on to that good weather for next Saturday and Sunday as well as people come in. And then I was going to put a plea out. We are finalizing plans for food for students and trying to take a different approach this year. We opened up more summer camp opportunities, which was one of the goals, so that we had more kids in camps that we can help get food to. But Table is an organization that really helps with feeding kids, providing food. They have the largest number of kids they've ever had, 880 kids on the list who need the backpacks, the food. They need volunteers. They need donations. If folks can help out, we really ask you to please plug in, help our kids, get everything they need to be successful in life, and let them know that we all care about them. And so a lot going on for the summer plans as we strategize and how to make that work. But I'm very excited about the expanding of the summer camp program. We had over 1,100 kids on the waiting list who needed summer camp experiences, who may not have the support to go to enrichment opportunities on their own. And so we're just very excited that we can expand the camps for kids.
Definitely a big deal and exciting that that can be expanded, because that's a huge problem in education and, you know, just in the way our culture's sort of set up in the summertime. We've got affluent people that can get their kids into all sorts of enriching experiences, and they don't lose any of that learning over the summer. And then we've got kids that don't have access to it, and they do lose learning over the summer. We're visiting with Chapel Hill Mayor Pam Hemminger, and we got about a minute left. If there's anything else you wanted to mention before we wrap up.
May is bike month, so we're having Go Chapel Hills plan a lot of events. Check that out on our website. The Council Committee on Economic Sustainability is meeting tomorrow morning in person at the Story on West Franklin Street. We're going to be talking about downtown, and we're going to get updates on the incentive programs that we had agreed to over the years with Wegmans, the Gwendolyn, WellDot, Caraway, to see how we rank up. And then we have a big meeting next week on Wednesday. It is the end of the season coming up, the end of June. It'll be here before you know it. If it's on the agenda, please check the website, as that agenda is going to move and ebb and shift a lot as we try to get these items wrapped up and moving forward. And I know people are looking at all those with different interests in mind, so please check there and stay updated. And I would check it every week if you're looking for particular items, because things are going to move around a little bit.
That website's townofchapelhill.org. We've been visiting with Chapel Hill Mayor Pam Hemminger. Appreciate that you always take the time to visit with us, and I look forward to talking again next week.
Okay. Have a happy, happy, sunny Saturday.
Indeed.
Take care. Bye.